Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the third Perek of Hilchos Shabbos. In this Perek, Rambam will go through many of the preparations that one is permitted to do on Erev Shabbos in order so you can have something working for you on Shabbos, as well as many of the halachos which relate to cooking, therefore, on Shabbos. Halacha Aleph. Mutar lehaskel melacha me'erev Shabbos, aval pi shein degemaris me'aleha v'Shabbos. It's permitted for somebody to begin doing a melacha from before Shabbos, even though the melacha will only be completed all on its own on Shabbos. Shelo nasar alein lasos melacha ela ba'atzmo shel yom, because work was only forbidden to us to do on the day itself. Aval kishteyaseh ha'melacha me'atzma b'Shabbos. However, when the work occurs all on its own on Shabbos, mutar lano lehanos b'mash nasa b'Shabbos me'ilav. It is permitted for us to benefit from that which occurred all on its own on Shabbos. Halacha beis ketzad. The Rambam will now illustrate this. Poskin mine lagina erev Shabbos. One is able to pour water into a garden on Erev Shabbos, im chashecha, right before it gets dark, v'imis ma'aleis v'holechas kol yom gulo. And then it will slowly fill up and continue to run all day long. Manichin mugmar tachas akelim. One is allowed to put incense, which is burning, below vessels, v'heinimis magmarin v'holchin kol Shabbos gula. And then they will continue to emit that incense and burn that incense all Shabbos long. Manichim kilur al gav ha'ayin, v'espalanis al gabi hamaka, misrapin v'holchin kol Shabbos gula. And we could put various sort of remedies, type of protective layer on one's eye, a bandage on one's arm or the like, on a wound, and have it continue to heal all Shabbos long. V'shorin diyo v'samanim v'chashecha v'hein shorin v'holchin kol Shabbos gula. And one can soak various herbs that you'll use in order to create dye and ink right before it gets dark on Erev Shabbos, and then they will continue to soak and create that dye all Shabbos long. And continuing to create other materials, such as putting the wool into a vat which will have dye in it, or pieces of flax linen into the oven in order so that they can continue to be prepared and changed over Shabbos, that is also permitted. And prior to nightfall, you can also spread out nets and traps for animals and birds and fish before it gets dark. And then they'll end up getting trapped all Shabbos long, again, all occurring all on their own. And one could load up the various beams of a mill house, of a place where one would press various items along with nightfall. And then the juices will flow forth from these pressed olives, these pressed figs, whatever one might be involved with. So the juices will spread forth, they'll come pouring out all Shabbos long. And similarly, you can also light a fire, a candle, a torch before Shabbos, and then have it light all Shabbos long and use that light. Halacha Gimel. Manichin k'deir al gabi ha'esh, o basar betanor, o al gabi gecholim, v'mispashlam v'hochin kol ha'shabbos v'oklan osav ha'shabbos. One can place a pot on top of a fire, or meat in an oven on top of coals, before Shabbos, and then they will continue to cook and go throughout Shabbos, and then they can be eaten on Shabbos itself. V'esh b'davar zed dvarim shein asurin, g'zeir ha'shem yachta be'gecholim b'shabbos. However, very importantly and somewhat famously, this is something which Chazal saw as a clear and apparent danger. That person might come to stoke the coals beneath this cooking pot, beneath this burning meat, in order to help encourage the cooking process. And therefore, Chazal forbade them on a rabbinic level in certain circumstances because there's a concern that somebody will come to stir the coals. Halacha Dalet, Ketzad, the Rambam will now illustrate this. Tavshil shelo bashel kol tzarko, v'chamin shelo hu chamu kol tzarkon, o tavshil shebashel kol tzarko, v'kol zman shemetzame ku yafelo. If you have some sort of dish or some sort of food which has been cooked to some degree, but not to the degree where it's fully done in a way which we will see defined soon, or you have something which was fully cooked, however, as long as it continues to get cooked, it's actually still considered better for it. Ein mashin oso al gabei ha'esh b'Shabbos. We don't leave that on the fire on Shabbos. Aval pi shehunach me'bo'od yom, even though you placed it there before Shabbos. Gzeir Hashem yachta b'kachalim k'dei l'hashlem bishulo o k'dei l'tzapko. Because we are concerned that you might come to mix around and play around with the coals beneath them in order to cause the cooking to properly be completed, or in order to allow it to continue to cook even beyond that stage of fully cooked, but in a way where it will continue to literally wrinkle and get tastier. Lefikach, im garaf ha'esh, osha kisa esh ha'kira be'efer, obeno eres pishton hadaka, osha muha gecholam sharei hein kim chusos be'efer, osha sikua bekash, obegvava, obeglole behem hadaka, sharei ein sham gecholam bo'aros. Therefore, though, the Rambam tells us now a leniency, if one has covered up the fire, or he's covered it up with different types of ash or fine dust, or the coals themselves have already begun to go out, and therefore they are as if they've been covered, or you had used as fuel something which is not a long-lasting thing which is going to create coals. So in these circumstances, so then you can leave even these things which haven't been fully cooked or have been fully cooked but will do well if they continue to stay cooking. So you are allowed to, in these circumstances, leave them on the fire. Because you've now distracted yourself from this particular cooking dish. You've removed your mind from it. And we don't think that there's any concern that you're going to go and stoke the coals in this case. When is that true? Bekira shehev lemuat. That's true with regards to a certain type of oven which has a smaller amount of condensed retained heat. Avalatanor, afal pisha garaf ha'esh, okisa be'efer, oshizgu bekash, obegvava, ein mashin besocho, velo al gabav, lo somchen lo tafshil, shlo basho kol tzarko, osh basho kol tzarko minstame, v'yafalo. However, with regards to a furnace, which is a stronger type of oven, one which has a more intense and condensed heat within it. So then even if you had fueled it with these type of fuels, or you had covered it up in these fashions, it is forbidden to leave food cooking in it on Shabbos, even if you had placed it there before Shabbos, not on top of it, not even near it, if the food item had not been fully cooked, or it was fully cooked and the type of thing that the longer you leave it on, then it will do better for it. Since its heat is so intensely hot, we don't think that you've given up any thoughts of this item any longer. And we are concerned that you might come to stoke this small fire, even though it is this type of fueled with straw or various type of hay, or that it's been covered. We still are concerned that you might come to stoke that small fire, since the oven is so hot, it still has the potential to cook the food. Halachavav. And for what reason do they forbid leaving something inside of this hot furnace, even though it's been properly covered? Because when somebody ends up covering the fire, he only covers most of the fire itself. Because since it's impossible to cover the entire fire in these circumstances, so that not even one little spark is left uncovered, it's bound to happen that something will be uncovered, then since the oven's heat is so very hot, we are concerned that you might go to stoke the fire so that those little sparks in the oven will then be able to go and reignite it. So essentially, the way the Rambam explains it, it's since it won't be fully covered, you can't think that you've covered it. And therefore, there's still the concern that you might go and stoke that little bit of spark which remains uncovered in order to go and ignite the rest of the oven once again. Halacha Zayin. Hakupach, havlo rav mehav al kira, ma'at mehav al tanur. So now there's this middle range called kupach, which is considered to have more intensive heat than a kira, that first example of a furnace, and is less intensive than the tanur, that later example of a furnace. Therefore, if you use as fuel one of the more intense type of fuels, then it's considered a tanor, the higher level. So in this circumstance, it's considered hot enough and therefore forbidden enough to not allow us to leave something inside of it, even if it was placed there before Shabbos, not on top of it, not near it, if the item had not been cooked fully, or the type of thing which, even though it's been cooked fully, it will be mitztamek v'yafalo. V'imitziku b'kash b'gvava, however, used one of the less intense forms of fuel, harihu kakira, so then it's like the lesser form of oven, shehuska b'kash b'gvava v'ashen alav. And then, in that circumstance, you are allowed to leave food items within it, even if they are, once again, something which is a tavshel shel lo bashel kol tzarko, or is mitztamek v'yafalo. Umutr l'smoch l'kira mibe'erev, v'afal pi she'ena gruvo k'duma. And it's permitted to leave food items near a Kira, going back to that lowest level, that Kira level, if you're not actually placing the item inside of it, you're allowed to place it just simply near it and allow it to gain from the heat in that sense, even if the Kira has not been properly covered in one way or the other. Vezu hi Kira, Vezu Kupach. So now, to come to define these type of ovens, instead of me calling them, you know, this lowest level oven and a higher level oven and a furnace. So what exactly is a Kira? What exactly is a Kupach? So a Kira is Makom Sfisas Shtei Kdiros. It has two places to put a pot on it. And therefore, the heat is less intense because there's more space for the heat to escape from. Kupach Makom Sfisas Kdera Achas. A Kupach, on the other hand, has place for simply one pot to be placed, so it is more intensive heat because not as much heat can escape. Lachachas. Tav shel chai, shelo bashel klal. Now, if you have something which is a dish which hasn't cooked at all, it's completely raw. Osha bashel kol tzarko mitztamek v'ralo, or it's been fully cooked, and if you cook it any more, it won't be wrinkling in a way which will make it more delicious. In fact, it will make it worse. So either of these two things, completely raw or completely cooked, and it won't get better if you continue to cook it, mutar l'shoso al gabei ha'esh, bein b'kira u'kupach, bein b'tanur. It is permitted to leave it inside of the oven, the different types of ovens that were illustrated, whether or not it's a kira, a kupach, or a tanur. V'chein kol tav shel shebashel, v'lo bashel kol tzarko, o bashel kol tzarko u'mitztamek v'yafalo, and so too something which has cooked a little bit but hasn't cooked to its fullest degree, or it is something which has been fully cooked, but will be in stomach biafalo. Im hishlech letocho ever chai, samach lebein hashmashos. If you threw into that dish a piece of meat which was totally raw, close to twilight on Erev Shabbos, nasa kol ketav shel chai. So then it's all considered like it's a raw dish. Umutr l'shoso al eish, and therefore, by having done so, it's permitted to leave it on the fire, aval bishelo gar v'lo kisa, even though you didn't cover up the flame in any of the ways we described above. M'nei shekfar es yachtaitu menu v'eino balach toch v'gechal. Because you have already given up any hopes that this is going to be cooked soon and will be able to gain from you stoking the coals a little bit in this case, because it's totally raw. And therefore, you're not going to come to stoke the coals, even though it hasn't been gar avokato. Halacha tes. Kol tafshil asur l'shoso. Any item which it's forbidden to leave on the flame from before Shabbos onto Shabbos, as illustrated above. Im avar v'shiha oso. If somebody violated this and it left it on the flame. Asur l'achlo ad motzei Shabbos. V'yamzim b'chdei sheyasu. It's forbidden to eat that food item until after Shabbos is over. And you wait the amount of time that would have taken in order to create that food item from that point onward. And if somebody had simply forgotten on the flame, it's not that he intentionally violated this and left it there, but he had forgotten on the flame. So in that circumstance, if it's a food item which had not been cooked fully, so then asar ad motzei Shabbos. You have to wait until after motzei Shabbos. However, if it's that other type of thing which could be forbidden, such as a food item which has been fully cooked, but it's the type of thing which will get better if you leave it on the fire, so then mutar l'achlo miyad b'Shabbos. So it's permitted to eat it immediately right then on Shabbos. Halacha yod. Kol shem mutar l'shoso agabei eish, kishenol l'moso b'Shabbos, asur l'achzir l'im kamo. Now we shift gears a little bit and talk, instead of about shehiyah, we now talk about chazara, placing something back on the flame. So anything which is permitted to leave on the flame from before Shabbos onto Shabbos, when you take it off on Shabbos, it's forbidden to then put it back in its place on Shabbos. So you have an item which you were allowed to place on the flame before Shabbos and leave onto Shabbos. That's called Shehiyah, which was permitted, as we saw illustrated above. And now you want to take it off on Shabbos. It's forbidden to just place it right back onto the flame on Shabbos. V'ein machzirin l'olam, el agabe kira grufa, o mechusa, o bekira v'kupach, shosku b'kashu gubava. And it's always forbidden to do this concept of chazar, of placing the item back onto the fire, unless it's on top of a kira, that lowest level of oven, which had been properly covered in some fashion, or a kira and a kupach, which had been fueled with the lighter type of fuels. V'hu shelo haniyach hakdeira al gabei hakarka. And this is also assuming, even in those cases where you would be allowed to, because it's this lesser form of heat, when you would be allowed to do the chazara, it's all assuming that you didn't place the pot that you had taken off back on the ground. Avo mishenicha al gabei karka. Once you place it on the ground, ain machzir osa. So no ifs, ands, and buts, you can't go and put it back on. Vafilu al gabei kira grufa mechusa. Even if it's on a kira, which has been covered in one way or the other, it still is not allowed to be placed back. V'ein machzir latanor, v'lo l'kupach shosu b'gefes o b'etzim. Avo pi shagarf o kisa. and you are never allowed to return it to a ton or the highest level of oven or to the kupach, which had used the higher level of fuels, even though it might have been covered in one way or the other. Why? Because their heat is so intense. And anything which you're not allowed to do chazara on, as we've just seen, there's many things which you're not allowed to do chazara on. So then you also are not allowed to place on Shabbos food items near them in order for them to be warmed up. Halacha Yud Aleph. Asr l'hachnis magrefa l'kdeir b'Shabbos fi al eish l'hotimena b'Shabbos b'mneishim megispa v'zemen zarchei b'shalhu v'nimtzak m'vash b'Shabbos. A new topic now. It is forbidden to insert a ladle into a pot on Shabbos while that pot is still on a flame in order to take out some of the dish from that pot on Shabbos. Why? Because by doing so, you will end up stirring it. You're going to mix it a little bit when you insert that ladle. And that will help the cooking process, and it will turn out that you've done something equivalent to cooking on Shabbos. Umutr lahachzir mikir lakira. It is permitted to take from one of these type of kira ovens to another one, assuming it's a case where chazar is allowed. Afilu mikira shev lemuat, lakira shev lemeruba. Even if it were from one of these ovens that had lesser heat to another of the same type of oven, of a kira, that had a little bit more heat. Avalomi kira litmina, lomitmina likira. However, you can take it from something which had been on the flame and then put it into something which will insulate it, and not from something which was being insulated into something which will be on a flame. We'll learn more about hatmana later on, insulating, but for now, this should be sufficient. Halacha Yud Beis. Loi male adam kdera asasios v'tormusin ochavisham mayim v'itin l'tocha tanor erev shabbos v'chashecha v'yashosan. A person shouldn't put a pot that has in it something like peas or beans or the like, or a barrel filled with water, and place it into a tanor before Shabbos, before it gets dark, and then leave it there. Why? She'elu b'chol kiyot behen, because these and everything else that are similar to them, aval pi shelo bashlu kol ikar, even though they're totally raw, they haven't been cooked at all, ketav shel shelo bashlu kol tzar kohen, they're more really like something which hasn't been fully cooked yet, but has been cooked a little bit. B'mneisha ein tzrichin b'shel harbe, because they don't need very much cooking. V'daito alein l'achlan la'altar, and a person can have in mind that you can still come to eat them immediately, as opposed to thinking that I won't be able to eat them anyhow, you're being masiach das, you're not going to bother to stoke the flames. These, though they've been totally raw, they nonetheless can cook very quickly, and therefore you will still think about them and might come to stoke the flames. L'fikach aser l'shoson v'taner. Therefore, it's forbidden to leave them in a taner from before Shabbos. V'im avar b'shiha, and if a person violated this and left them there, asur on motei Shabbos v'yamtin b'kdei she'yasiv. So as we saw before, so then they are forbidden until after Shabbos, and you have to wait the amount of time that it would take in order to prepare them. Halacha Yud Gimel. Taner shenasan l'tocho basar mib'od yom v'shiyoso b'Shabbos. If somebody had placed into a taner from before Shabbos, a piece of meat, im basar gdihu ukiyotibo mutter, if it is something which is like the meat from a lamb, so then it is considered permitted. She'im yachta b'gachalim yisrachi kabasar. She'inu tzarech el chamimos ha'esh bovad. Because were you to come to stoke the coals, you'll end up ruining and scorching the meat. You'll burn it, because it only needs a little bit of heat from the fire itself. Mimbasar a's obasar sure. However, if it wasn't a lamb, but instead it was the meat of a goat or the meat of an ox, then usr, then it's forbidden. Shema yachta gebechalim levashlo, because maybe you'll come to stoke the coals in order to cook it. Imtach piatanar batet mutter. However, if you plastered off the mouth, the opening, the covering of the furnace with plaster, so then it is permitted. Shim balif toach atanar v'lachtos, because were you to come to open up this furnace in order to go and stoke the coals, tikonis haruach v'iskasha abasar, so then the wind will enter in and it will make the meat very hard, v'fasate, and you're going to lose out on it. V'itztanin atanar, and the oven will become cooled off, v'yafsin abasar, and you'll end up ruining the meat, and therefore we aren't concerned that you'll come to do so. It's not just that the plaster will serve as a reminder for you, but it's rather that there will be concern that you might come to ruin your own meat by doing so. And so too anything which the wind will ruin it. Then we don't have a concern, we don't have a decree that maybe you'll come to reveal it and stoke the coals. And therefore you're allowed to put these pieces of linen, of flax, into the oven before Shabbos, because if you were to reveal them, you were to open it up, then you'll end up causing a loss. Halachatesvav. Nosan gedi shalim letocha tanar. If somebody placed a whole kid, a whole lamb, into a tanar before Shabbos, hariyu kibasar eiz, o basar shor, then it has the status of meat of a goat or meat of an ox again, for usher lishoso, and it's forbidden to do shihi on it, to put it there from before Shabbos, shema yachta b'kachalim, because there you might actually go and stoke the coals, elam kein tach tanar, unless, again, just as we saw by them, unless you had plastered off the furnace with plaster beforehand. Umotru lishal shel keves pesach l'tanar im chashecha, however, it is permitted to lower down the lamb of the carbon pesach, the sheep that you're using, into the oven before it gets dark, even though you haven't plastered, because the people that are involved in gathering together in order to have this carbon pesach are going to be very careful and on top of things in terms of halacha, and they'll be watchful to make sure nobody does anything illegal. Halacha tes zayin. Ein tzol in basar u'batzel u'beitza al gabei ha'esh el k'dei she'yitzolu m'ba'od yom v'yuru'uyin la'achila. It's forbidden to roast meat or an onion or an egg, basar, batzel, beta, it's a nice ring to it, on fire, unless it's just enough that they'll be able to be roasted from before Shabbos and you could eat them at that stage. V'im nisharu achar kein al esh, and then if afterwards you leave them on the fire of Shabbos, on Shabbos, achi zil harbe, until they get very roasted, mutter, so then it's permitted. M'nei shehein kim tamek v'ralo, because we view these things as something which is the longer it is on the flame, the worse it's going to get. Shem yachta yachro chusan shal guf eishem. Because where you're going to stoke the coals in that case, you're going to actually ruin them, you're going to burn them, you're going to scorch them, and since they're on the actual fire, and therefore we aren't worried. Umnei zem anichin mugmor tachas akelem im chashecha, and therefore we allow you to place this type of incense, this burning incense, beneath various items, right along with nightfall before Shabbos, shem yachta begechalim, because were you to go and stoke the coals in that case, yisarif hamugmar v'yashin hakelim, then you're going to end up burning this type of incense, and you will cause the various clothes that you're trying to have this good smell input into them smell like smoke. Halacha yud zayin, a very important restatement of the general rule we've set up until now. Halamarta shekol davar shanu osrin b'inyan zeh, eino osr mishum shehu nasa b'shabes, elegzera shemayachta b'gacholim. So you see from here, everything that has been described up until this point, which is forbidden, is not forbidden because it was done on Shabbos, because it was somehow malacha, but rather it is forbidden rabbinically because there's a concern that somebody might do something which is actually forbidden on Shabbos, that you might come to stoke the coals. Lafikach, einos nintzemer liyora, elim kein aysa akura me'al eish, shemiyach tebekalim. Therefore, similarly, another instantiation of the same principle, a person shouldn't put wool into a vat where it will die over Shabbos, unless that vat has been removed from the fire already, in order so that a person not come to stoke the coals. So if it's removed from the fire, it is permitted if it was placed there before Shabbos. V'ushyeh piyatuach betet, shemiyagis b'mishach hashecha. And furthermore, it should only be done even in that circumstance when it was removed from the fire beforehand, if you seal the covering with plaster, because otherwise you might come to mix it, which would help the process of dying once it's already dark. Halacha yud ches. Einos nesapas betanar im chashecha, v'lacharar al gabi yechalim, ela kdei sheikarmu paneha sheimedubakim betanar obaish. A person shouldn't place bread into an oven. The way they would place bread into an oven in the olden days would be sticking it onto the side of the wall and letting it cook in that fashion. And you also shouldn't put a biscuit on top of coals, unless in these circumstances the surface of these items will be able to crust over enough, the part that's touching the wall of the furnace or that's over the flame will be able to crust over enough that it will have a layer of crust that will have it cooked to a decent degree. If it was able to get to that stage beforehand, and then afterwards you leave it on there until it finishes baking, mutter, so then it's permitted. She'im yachta yafzosan, because were you to come and stoke the coals in that case, you'll end up causing ruination to that bread, to that biscuit. V'im nasan samach l'chashecha, but if you placed it there close to getting dark, v'chashcha, and then it got dark, v'adayin lo karmu panah, and at that point where it was already dark, they hadn't yet crusted it over, imbemeiz it, if you did so willfully, asr l'achol mehen an motei Shabbos, v'yamta b'chleik shiyasu. It's forbidden to eat from this bread at all until after Shabbos, and you have to wait the amount of time it would take to prepare it after Shabbos. V'im b'shogig, however, if he had done so inadvertently, mutr lo lirdos mena mazon shalosh sudos Shabbos. So it's permitted for him to remove that bread, to take it off of the furnace, amount of bread that would suffice for the three meals of Shabbos. Ukshu roda, and when he takes it down, lo yirda b'mirda, kederech shu osa b'chol, el b'saben ukiyot ben. And when you take it down, you shouldn't use the regular special tool, whatever precisely it's called in English, that you would remove to take down the bread, just as you would on a regular weekday, but instead you should use a knife or the like, something else. Halacha Yotes. Osa adam medura mikol davar sheyirtza, bein al gabi karka, bein al gabi menora, umadlika mebaodiyom, mishtamesh la'ora, o mishamim kenegdav Shabbos. A person can create a flame from anything that he wants, whether it's placed on the ground, whether it's on some sort of candelabra, and you can light it before Shabbos and use its light or use it to warm yourself up on Shabbos. And it's required that the person light most of that candelabra before it got dark, to the point where the flame will go up all on its own. It will already have caught fire properly before Shabbos. Vimlo hidlik ruba. However, if you hadn't lit most of it, also lehanos baba Shabbos. So then, in that case, it's forbidden to benefit from it on Shabbos. Gzeira shemiyachtepa beyond it ha'etzim kedesh tala shalavetz. Because then there's a concern that you might come to stoke it on Shabbos and push around the wooden logs in order so that the flame will properly arise. Vim hidlik et yechidi. And if you lit only one log, tsarech lehadlik rov avyo v'rov hakefo mebodyo. So you have to light most of its thickness and most of its circumference before the start of Shabbos. Halacha chaf. B'meder m'rum, when is this true? B'gvulin. That's true when you're outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Aval b'mikdash, but in the Beis HaMikdash itself, ma'achizin esa or ba'etzim b'meduras Beis HaMoked im chashecha, they were allowed to light the fire in the place where they had this big running fire called the Beis HaMoked, just as it got dark before Shabbos, right before it got dark. And you don't have to be concerned that maybe somebody's going to go and stoke the coals. Shekhanim's reasoning, as we saw earlier with Bnei Chabur by the Korban Pesach, we have another principle that the Kohanim who are involved in the Beis HaMikdash will be very, very careful not to allow anybody to go and stoke the coals. Everyone's watching, everyone's aware of this, and therefore there's no concern. Lachachaf Aleph. If there was this torch made from reeds or from seed, so in that circumstance, you don't have to light most of it. Once the fire has already begun to take flame on them, before Shabbos began, so then you're allowed to use it. Why? Because in that case, once the fire's begun lighting them, so then it will spread. It doesn't require you to do anything at all, and we don't have to be concerned that you might come to stoke it. However, therefore, if you had bound together the reeds, or you had placed all these seeds in various little baskets all on their own, harehein ke'etim, so then they're going to count like regular logs. You have to wait until the flame has fully caught it before Shabbos in order to use it on Shabbos, because otherwise we're concerned that you might come to stoke it. Halacha chaf beis, the final halacha in this parak, medur shel zefes, o shel gofres, o shel revav, o shel kira, o shel kash, o shel gvava. If you have a fire which is using as its fuel different types of things like tar, sulfur, something which is oily, waxy, or straw, or the like. So then, in that case, so in these circumstances, you don't need to have lit most of it before Shabbos. Because these things, too, we assume, once there's this type of fueling, will quickly light, and there's no concern that you'll come to stoke it. That concludes a very, very important parak, once again, in Hilchos Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.